Smoke's jaw went high speed as he chomped whatever he chewed all the time. He did nothing till the boats began creeping up to either side. Then he stuck out both hands toward one, closed his eyes, and wriggled his fingers. All the nails and pegs holding the boat together flew around like swarming swallows, pattered into the water. Brown men hollered and gurgled. It didn't look like many of them knew how to swim. Smoke took a moment to catch his breath, then turned on the other boat. The brown men there were turning already, heading for shore. Smoke took that boat apart, too. Then he gave Willow one dark look and went back to his seat in the shadow of the sail. He smirked forever afterward whenever he heard Willow bitching about having to work ship. "At least we know he's the real thing now," Willow grumbled to himself. The situation in Thresh was exactly what Willow had predicted. The river was closed to the north. Pirates. The Radisha could find no one willing to hazard the long run north to Gay Asli, which is where she was determined to go, to wait. Nothing she offered would get anybody to risk the journey, not even her companions, whom she urged to steal a boat. She was furious. You would have thought the hinges of the world would lock up if she didn't get to Gay Asli. She did not get. For months they hung around Thresh, staying out of the way of little brown guys, hearing rumors that the merchants of Gay Asli had gotten desperate enough to try doing something about the river pirates. Thresh was a snake's nest of gloom. Without trade upriver, it would wither. Any hope that the northerners would break through seemed absurd. Everyone who tried died. One morning, Smoke came to breakfast looking thoughtful.
"I had a dream," he announced.
"Oh, wonderful," Willow snapped. "I've been sitting around here for months now, just praying you'd have another one of your nightmares. What do we do this time? Storm the Shadowlands?" Smoke ignored him. He had been doing that a lot, communicating through the Radisha. It was the only way he could deal with Swan without getting violent. He told the woman,
"They've departed, Gay Asli, a whole convoy.
Can they break through?"
Smoke shrugged.
"There's a power as mighty and cruel as the Shadow Masters in the swamps. Maybe greater than the Shadow Masters. I haven't been able to find it in my dreams."
Willow muttered,
"I hope the brownies aren't smoking something, too. They figure we're going to connect up. They might get more ambitious."
"They don't know why we're here, Swan. I poked around. I found out that much. They just want you and me and Cordy. Would have done it to us in Taglios if they caught us there."
"Comes to the same thing. How long before that convoy gets here?"
The Radisha said,
"Smoke, how long?"
The wizard responded with all the steely certitude of his breed. He shrugged. The lead boat was spotted by somebody fishing upriver. The news reached Thresh a few hours before the barge. Willow and his group went down to the piers with half the city to wait for it. People howled and cheered until those aboard began disembarking. Then a deep, dread silence fell. The Radisha grabbed Smoke's shoulder in a grip obviously painful.
"These are your saviors. Old man, I'm about out of patience with you."
Chapter 21. Thresh.